This is Sherm Radio in partnership with Timber Media, podcasters for India Inc.
We expect development in every field of life at all times. Nothing around us today is the same that it was 10 years ago. Think about it. TVs, cars, phones, they all advance frequently, so why should your career be any different? Career development is something we hear more and more about these days. Companies and individuals are willing to expend resources to develop employees and eventually to benefit themselves. Statistics indicate that companies which invest in developing employees' talents are, on average, doing better than companies which do not. Developing an individual's talent and knowledge in a positive direction is quickly becoming a mutually beneficial arrangement in corporate careers. In this podcast, we're exploring 9 significant ways that one can get started on the path of career development. First up, setting objectives. Your first step should be to map out what your goals and objectives are. Setting goals can help us focus on the right path forward and work towards achieving those goals. Make a list of all the targets you want to achieve in the next year and the years following that. Then, if needed, a detailed plan on how this could be achieved proves helpful. A thought about your goals achieved in the past and how they will lead into what you intend to do in the future could also be of use to you. Our trusty old to-do lists are also beneficial for day-to-day goals and activities. Once you've got that down pat, the second step is identifying gaps and educating. Everyone has flaws of one sort or another. Everyone outside of human resources, that is, isn't it? Think of these as gaps in a profile that need bridging. Honestly, identifying gaps in your skill sets is an effective way of knowing where you stand. These gaps are the difference between where you are and where you want to be. Educating ourselves in these areas of weaknesses or shortcomings, either by further study or working on the job to improve oneself, could make a huge difference in the overall skills that we can bring to bear on our work. Paying closer attention to what can be fixed and then working to bridge those gaps can be extremely useful in the long run. The third way that you can work on developing your skills is to develop meaningful relationships in the workplace. You know the adage, we're only as successful as our network? Teamwork or collaboration of the people within teams in an organization has always been ideal from a human resource point of view. Like a game of cricket or football, the game cannot be won by anyone single-handedly. A mix of people's various talents are needed to complete the task successfully and achieve a larger common goal. Cooperating with the people around you and mixing the various available skills can be a good way of learning how to shape effective results. From childhood, we've imbibed qualities from the people around us, sometimes even subconsciously, and the workplace is no different. Surrounding ourselves with smart, capable people and developing mutually rewarding relationships with them can be a useful way of improving our knowledge. Team building activities are fantastic tools in this regard. Another way of developing your skill set is to explore flexibility and adaptability. Both flexibility and adaptability are essential to survive in this line of work, or indeed any line of work in the 21st century. Every project brings different changes that we need to adjust to. Our world is always shifting, and rapidly adapting to changing parameters and environments eventually becomes imperative if we are to thrive in our modern work culture. Sometimes we are thrust into situations that are not the most ideal for us, and at other times we are called upon to be flexible and to adapt to the situation. You know, like that 10-minute heads up your boss gives you before a presentation that you only half-heartedly skimmed. We've all been there. After all, we learn far more from adversity than we do from easy situations. Different individuals present different challenges as well as opportunities, and skills like flexibility and adaptability expand our horizons. Another way to upskill is to attend training seminars. We need to keep learning new things both at work and outside it. Training seminars, including virtual seminars, conferences, and on-the-job training, are useful in improving our skills and expanding our knowledge. Soaking in the opinions and perspectives of experts in any particular field keeps us up to date with current information, while also proving to be a solid way of networking with key people. Further, conducting and attending seminars is beneficial for both companies and employees alike. With newer technology entering the market all the more rapidly every year, from payroll management to hiring and so much more, it's always useful to attend such seminars and stay up to date on the world around us. And like we were just talking about, adversity is opportunity, so take on new challenges. New challenges are a good thing more often than not. To avoid the monotony of doing the same work over and over and over again, a new challenge might just be that breath of fresh air people crave once the excitement begins to wear off. We've all been there. We also get acquainted with something outside our comfort zone, which is always a stimulating experience, maybe even a memorable one that teaches us something unexpected. It also demonstrates courage and initiative. Showing initiative at work is always net positive and a great way of broadening your horizons. Taking on different roles and responsibilities could ultimately help you climb the ladder, so to speak, and showcase your ability to lead, think creatively, and resolve issues. Another way to incorporate development in one's life, and this is something that is often ignored, mentor relationships. This one requires some nuance. Seeking a mentor, either outside or within your company, to guide you in your endeavors is a good way of gaining knowledge as well as mastery. A mentor is a coach or a teacher who can share valuable life experiences and serve as a sounding board. The knowledge that one could glean from a mentor who has done the hard yards and is willing to pass on his or her lessons is always invaluable. Then there's the added value of well-considered criticism, constructive and subjective feedback that can give rise to course corrections and lead to significantly improved outcomes. And while it isn't easy, reflection and change or asking for feedback, well, that's another important step when you're looking to develop your skill set. Once any given task is completed, being able to reflect upon your experiences is a great quality to work into your personal work ethic. Reflecting involves analyzing your experiences, the kind of work you did, whether it was rewarding or not, how you influenced the result, and the room for improvement that you observed. Requesting feedback from your colleagues on how it was working with you and also seeing how you fared in the task could well be important factors in overall career development. Arming yourself with knowledge of your work and how your work is perceived, these are important aspects of your work and life that could help you build work-life balance and a rewarding career in the long term. And finally, lead and teach, or give back. We often hear the axiom, there is no better way to learn than to teach. Teaching people is a great way of increasing or at least improving upon the knowledge that we possess. Teaching brings into focus all of our work and life experience as we attempt to pass on the best of what we have learned over the years. A great way to impart such knowledge is while being a leader. Leadership positions provide unparalleled opportunities to learn new things as well as impart our wisdom simultaneously. Every day holds the promise of excitement, new learnings, and the rewarding experience of sharing our own lessons. What's not to love about it? But it also means it is of utmost importance that there is mutual development between leaders and employees to improve each other's quality and knowledge. In a dynamic and ever-changing world, it's essential to focus on sustained development of our skills. That sounds exhausting, but making it a sustainable process with measurable goals will actually make such a journey enjoyable and rewarding. Think of it as taking one step forward every day. Us humans aren't meant to stand still anyway. Over time, the art and science of human resources has advanced considerably, even morphing into an all-encompassing field during times like the current pandemic. It is crucial that we HR professionals constantly educate ourselves, work on self-improvement within the organization and with fellow employees. To leave you with a parting thought, a wise man once said, "Efficiency is a highly developed form of laziness." You reckon that must have been someone from HR?
This is Sherm Radio, in partnership with Timber Media, podcasters for India Inc.